Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, I am so excited. My old colleague, or my former colleague, I won't say old, my former colleague at Channel 8, Morgan Dean, has gone over to AAA, and he is with us this morning to talk about whether people are actually going to get in the car and go someplace this weekend, or is this another staycation for the 4th of July? How you doing, Morgan?
Good morning, John. It's great to talk to you.
I am glad to have you here. So what are you, I mean, what are you all going to do? You usually, didn't you all have a place down at Nag's Head for a while? Or do you, are you going to get in the car and go down? Or are you...
So we're talking about doing maybe a trip down to the river, and we're not alone. That's the big thing this summer. It's a little hard to predict exactly what's going to happen for the Independence Day weekend here because people are making such last-minute trips. Even as we were trying to do a little research a couple of days and weeks out, there were so many questions out there. So we did a, what do you feel about traveling for the summer? And that's where we talked to an awful lot of people out there. And they are still traveling this year. We're expecting about 700 million people trips across the USA, which is actually down about 150 million people trips from last year. By and large, John, what they're telling us is they're going to take car trips. 97% of all trips are going to be in the car.
Ooh, so if I wanted to go up to the mountains or go to Virginia Beach at the last minute, I need to build in some time to deal with potential traffic problems.
Well, yeah, yes and no. They're not all going to the exact same place. And, you know, that's us trying to decide, you know, what week we travel for the next couple of weeks of traveling. You know, overall traffic has been down quite a bit over the past couple of weeks.
Because I know it's been glorious.
Working from home. It has been a very nice commute in the morning for a lot of folks. The big thing this year is we're seeing people make travel bookings like 7 days to 48 hours in advance, which is unusual for summertime. Normally, they're planning this back in the winter when it's very cold outside and they're dreaming about that beach trip.
Right.
So that's a big change. Very cautious, very last minute. But then they're also doing a lot of planning ahead feverishly after they do that booking, the days leading up to it, which means researching where they can stop along the roadway. And it's probably more of a state trip this year or a regional trip. It's not that big week-long vacation where they're going somewhere exotic. They're more focused on staying kind of local and doing either the long weekend or part of a week this year.
Okay. Well, that's some good news, and it's a challenging thing because, you know, a lot of folks call these hotels, a lot of folks, me, I've been calling hotels, and I just feel like I'm not going to pay full price for something that's not fully open. You know, if the pool's not open, then I'm not interested. If the fitness center's not open, then I'm not interested. If I can only get, you know, a Danish on a paper plate in the morning, then why am I going to a nice hotel? I'd rather just, you know, stay home. So I think that's kind of the challenge that people have too. Do you have any information on whether the hosts that are out there are ramping up to try to make things as normal as possible, or we still kind of struggling with that?
AAA is getting this question a lot from folks, and we know that the hotels want to get back to normal as quickly as possible because it's important for them as well. The big thing I think for people planning ahead this year, if they, you remember them, John, the old triptychs where you'd get them printed off and you'd have them on a little binder and you keep it in the front seat of the car. It's all gone digital now. Triptych.AAA.com. You can go on there, plan out your trip. Say you're driving to South Carolina this weekend or maybe down to Georgia to visit the coast down there. you can plan out your trip with stops along the way, and we now have a button at the bottom of it that shows you what the COVID restrictions are through each of those areas. You can also plan out and say, well, you know, what's happening with restaurants there? Are they at full capacity? Can I stop in this area and get something to eat? Is there a better place to stop along the roadway? I know a couple of weeks ago I was traveling just here in Virginia and got off the interstate to grab a bite to eat. And while we could do takeout from the restaurants, the bathrooms weren't open. So that was a little unusual as a driver because you're used to just being
awkward.
Able to stop. Yeah, stop along the interstate. Yeah, walking the dogs around in the wood line, and I'm going, okay, now where am I going to go? I sure hope there's a Wawa out here.
And with the kids, that's a problem. Hey, Morgan Dean from AAA, my former colleague over at Channel 8. I'm always happy to talk to you on the radio or in person. I hope I'll see you again soon. Thanks, Morgan.
All right. Thank you, John, for having me on today.
Of course.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.